Welcome to this week's episode of The Growl, presented by the Chagrin Falls High School Tiger Times. Today is Tuesday, November 26th. In today's episode, senior staff writer Madison Botcher will be joining us to discuss Chagrin Falls Police Department's new canine unit, and then William Bazone, our producer, will talk with 12th grade class president Mitchell Chapik, and our sports editors Brett Radusky and Emma Livingston will cover our sports rundown before William and Brett share their predictions for this year's Thanksgiving football games. As usual, we're going to start off with a little bit of a news update. The first thing is that an observatory in Hawaii just measured the CO2 levels in the atmosphere to be the highest ever recorded. The concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere hit 415 parts per million over the weekend, which is the highest level seen in about 3 million years, and it's the highest seen in human history as well. And according to Yale University, the last time CO2 levels were this high was during the Pliocene epoch, when Earth was several degrees warmer and sea levels were 50 feet higher. So a lot of environmentalists are concerned about what that says for our planet right now. And as far as the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade goes, on a different note, balloons might not be able to fly because of strong winds. In 1997, the Cat in the Hat balloon injured 4 people after being tossed around by some strong winds that day. So now there are far stricter rules about when balloons can and cannot fly. So maybe the balloons won't fly. Hopefully they will, but we'll have to wait and see. The weather, however, is forecast to be much warmer than last year, around 45 degrees. Next up, staff writer senior Madison Botcher is going to join me to talk about Chagrin Falls Police Department's new canine unit. So what is a canine unit? Obviously, it's a dog, but what does that dog do?
So typically, they are drug sniffers, like searching for different types of drugs, except Chagrin's not having them search for marijuana because it's most likely going to become legalized. And they're also good at tracking for, like, lost or runaway kids.
Okay. And why did the Chagrin Falls Police Department decide to start this unit?
They were given a donation of $30,000 to start this program for different, like, tasks around Chagrin because we've never had something like this before.
And in Chagrin specifically, what kind of jobs will this dog carry out?
In Chagrin, the dog's going to be carrying out, like, searching for types of drugs and for suicide attempts and lost or runaway kids.
Okay. And when can we expect to see this new canine unit on the street?
We are expected to see it in the spring.
Okay. Thank you, Madison.
So now I'm joined by senior class president Mitch Chapik, and we're going to talk about his leadership role so far throughout this year. So how have you been, Mitch? What have you been accomplishing so far this year?
So this year, me, Kylie, Steven, and Belle, paired with the rest of student council, have done our high school-wide blood drive, and that was a pretty good success. You know, we were one liter away from our goal, which even to come close to that is saving plenty of lives, and we're doing great stuff with that. And of course, early in the year, we've had we did homecoming, and we're now preparing for winter formal. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. You've definitely had a lot of successes this year. But in an article done by staff writer junior Garen Bunker, there was one quote from one student that said, "Mitch makes decisions for the group as a whole rather than for himself, and he wants Chagrin to be as good of a place as it can be." How do you respond to such a quote by a student here at Chagrin?
Well, I mean, you know, you can only be a leader if you help out everybody else. And we're trying to create an environment that is accepting for people that are going through hardships, and overall just a good time. You know, you want to be able to look back at high school and have a lot of great memories, have a lot of great friends that you can now carry on into life and make connections with other people. And that's not really possible if, you have somebody that's selfish. And so I think it's almost a responsibility to keep open to new ideas and keep open to anybody who has suggestions on how they can make this school a better place.
Brilliant philosophy, Mr. Chapik. And what goals do you guys have for the rest of the year on student council? And especially, you are the senior class president, so I don't know if you had anything personal that you wanted to add to this.
Well, so as always, we organize prom at the end of the year and coming up winter formal. But besides that, little smaller goals we're trying to accomplish are, so the high school or the college, as our seniors are now moving on into college, and it's kind of motivational for underclassmen to be able to see like where our kids are going from Chagrin to understand that, you know, you are capable of doing bigger things. So the College Board, with the help of Miss Bowen, we are hoping to put that up in the Commons, and that's like a painted outline of the United States with little stickers of colleges that our kids are attending, and I think that's very important to just show you what is possible coming out of Chagrin. And on a bigger note, we're hoping to set up like a high school-wide calendar. I'm talking with Executive President Cam Owen about possibly having with every athletic team in coordinating with Mr. Barch a whole calendar of everything that's going on. So, you know, there's one thing that you could always go back to if you want to find out, oh, what's happening next Saturday? What can I do to boost school culture, I guess you could say.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mitch, and we wish you the best of luck as you are our class president for the rest of the year. So thank you so much again for joining me.
Well, thank you, Baz.
Yeah.
See you later.
Thanks, man.
Emma Livingston
and Brett Rodusky,
and we're here with your sports update. The girls basketball team had their first game this past weekend, Saturday, November 23rd, in the CBC Challenge. They played Mayfield and won 32-28, making their record 1-0. Their next game will be Tuesday, November 26th, against Brush App 5.
The boys basketball team has their final scrimmage Tuesday, November 26th at 4:30. That is a home game, and they have their first game Tuesday, December 3rd, away at Twinsburg at 7:30.
The gymnastics team has their first meet December 4th at 6:30. This is away. This is with Chardon, Mentor, Kirtland, and West G.
The hockey team unfortunately lost to Orange this weekend on Friday, November 22nd, 5-0, but they rebounded on Sunday, November 24th, away at Westlake, a 4-1 victory for the Tigers. And their next game is Friday, November 29th, away at Clay High School at 1 p.m.
The swimming team has their first meet Saturday, November 30th. This is 9 a.m. at U.S.
The wrestling team has a Wednesday, November 27th meet at 9 a.m. at Beachwood. That is their first one of the season. Good luck to the wrestling team.
Go Tigers. Now I'm going to bring on producer William Bazone to sit down with Brett and talk about the NFL Thanksgiving predictions.
Thank you so much, Emma. Brett, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, William.
Oh, that's great.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. I'm so glad to be here. Yeah, it's awesome. So, as Emma previously mentioned, we are going to be discussing our predictions for the NFL Thanksgiving Day games. There are three games. The 12:30 game is between the Bears and the Lions. Who do you have in that game, Brett?
I'm going to have to go with the Bears, only because I do not see Stafford playing on a short week.
Yeah.
Jeff Driscoll had a horrible showing against the Redskins yesterday. I think he threw for three interceptions and barely over 200 yards. I just don't think he's there yet.
Yeah, I agree. He's been a career backup, but, you know, throwing him into that role so quickly, I don't know. He had a good game against Dallas, though, 2 weeks ago.
He did. You know, he's one of those Josh Allen-type quarterbacks, typical pass-run-type players, but I really don't think it'll be good against this Bears defense. You know, they've really carried the Bears this whole year with the absence of an elite quarterback.
Yeah, that is true, though. I don't know. I feel like the Bears are kind of an inconsistent team after going 12-4 last season and losing in the first round of the playoffs this year. Just that success hasn't translated to anything so far, and I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. They're really on the ropes.
Yeah, I think that they're definitely struggling. I don't really know what it is. Last year, Trubisky was definitely better than he was this year.
Absolutely.
They've been transitioning between Chase Daniels and Trubisky. And,
right.
Another season with a lack of a kicker, Eddie Pinheiro,
yeah.
Really has not shown up and that has cost them a few games.
Yeah, they lost against the Chargers, and then, you know, a couple missed field goals against Los Angeles. So it's been tough for them, I think, and they need to get back on track if they want to make the playoffs with a tough NFC North division.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So moving over to the 4:30 game, it is going to be between the Buffalo Bills and the Dallas Cowboys, the number one offense going against a startup Bills team. Brett, what is your prediction for that game?
I'm honestly going to have to go with the Cowboys on this one. I think the Bills definitely lack experience in Josh Allen.
I agree.
I think he's a Brett Favre-type player back when Brett was super young and new in the league. I think he's just a little bit too careless with the ball, and I think this Cowboys defense will come up with some takeaways, especially playing in Cowboys Stadium. That's a tough place to play. They're going to be fired up after the Patriots loss.
Right, yeah. Close game.
Definitely got screwed over by the refs. There were three tripping calls in that game, and there were only four all season. And both of the tripping calls I really don't think should have been called.
Yeah, I think there was some definitely a little bit of questionable officiating there, but I think definitely I'm in agreement with you there, Brett. I think the Cowboys are able to pull out a win, especially because I think you need to take into consideration that a lot of the Bills' victories have come against teams that aren't very good. You know, they've beaten Miami, they've beaten New York, who hasn't played too terribly lately, but they're still not a great team overall. So I think it's going to be tough for them. They have a pretty good defense, but again, to your point, I think the offense is a little bit of a question mark with not a really dynamic receiver, but they do have a good running core as well, so I think maybe that would give them a little bit of a boost if they need it.
Yes, and I think Amari Cooper is going to bounce back after getting shut out by Stephon Gilmore this past week.
Yeah, he's a real shutdown corner, Stephon Gilmore, and even, you know, slot receivers like Randall Cobb, Michael Gallup, those guys have really stepped up this year to have a good season.
For sure.
Yeah, so moving on to the Thursday night game, which is on NBC at 8:20. It's an interesting game, I think. The Saints and the Falcons, their last matchup was a couple weeks ago as well. Falcons were able to upset the Saints. Who do you have in that game, Brett?
I'm going to have to go with the Saints, despite a few weeks ago. I think the Saints are, even though they didn't play to the best of their ability against the Panthers, I definitely think that Breeze and Thomas are clicking. Thomas is for sure the number one receiver in the league right now, and Kamara is bouncing back from that injury.
Yeah.
And they have a great backfield with Latavius Murray and Kamara, and definitely a lot of weapons on that offense.
Right, absolutely.
He's still proving that Father Time is not always true.
Yeah, he and Tom Brady both. I don't know. I think Kamara's, his production's been down. I think Atlanta, though, they have a lot of red flags. Matt Ryan's getting old. You know, Julio Jones, he's been a solid receiver, but I think guys like Calvin Ridley have really stepped up. Brian Hill a couple weeks ago with a good game, but the running back spot is definitely a question mark. Defense isn't all that great, so I do think that the Saints have the edge in this game as well.
Yeah, the absence of Devontae Freeman as well.
Yes.
It's definitely hurting the Falcons, but honestly, they have no excuse to be this bad.
Right. I think at the end of the season, I believe their head coach, Dan Quinn, will be fired. Yes. He's had a couple of mediocre seasons these last couple of years, so I think he will be on the chopping block for the end of the season.
For sure.
That wraps up our football predictions. We wish all these six teams the best of luck on their short week, and we hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving watching these three games.
That wraps up this week's episode of The Growl, presented to you by the Chagrin Falls High School Tiger Times. If you're new here and like what you're hearing, we hope that you subscribe. We publish every Wednesday. If you're interested in more articles written by our staff writers here at the Tiger Times, feel free to check out our Apple News channel, which can be found by searching CFHS Tiger Times, and there you can find your daily dose of school news. I'm here along with our sports editors, Emma Livingston and Brett Rudusky, advisor Mr. Casey, and of course our producer, William Bazone. This is your editor-in-chief, Maggie Mills, saying thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next week with another episode of The Growl.